Thank you all for tuning in and welcome to this episode of the Gradient Podcast. I'm Evan.
I'm Jaden.
And I'm Armand. Consequently to the fact that we are not creative enough to come up with an entertaining introduction, we are proud to be announcing the brand new Q&A segment.
The Gradient Q&A is a segment where we answer questions sent to us by you, our viewers. And we want to start off with our first question by @Wicked2004 on Twitter, who says, "What formed your interest in making a podcast?"
I think I can start off with this one. So originally, me and Jaden were in our English class when the teacher made a comment about entertainment platforms, and then me and Jaden apparently both simultaneously came up with the idea and came to each other about beginning a podcast, at which point we chose our next member. Surprisingly, it was not Evan, but our old member said no. So then we went to science class. And we were talking about our podcast to all our friends when Evan made an Instagram for us. So we were kind of forced to insert him into the podcast. Any thoughts, Evan?
Yeah, so it's kind of a funny story. I was never officially asked to be in the podcast. I quite literally brute forced my way into the team by making the email account, Twitter, and Instagram account all in the span of like 10 minutes just so they would have to let me on.
Nevertheless, we are immensely thankful that it's on here, as me and Jaden have absolutely no idea how to edit a video.
Yeah, I mean, Evan makes a great addition to the podcast, but I think the way we started the podcast was we just kind of wanted a platform to voice our ideas. And then, like, with that in mind, everything else just kind of started building around it.
You know, this memory brings me back to the first idea when we had to make the podcast, at which point we made the name Gradient because it is a gradient of different diversities and backgrounds, which is sort of something we wanted to incite as like a medium for our platform. But we thought it'd be an entirely visual podcast at which at every 5 minutes we'd have a designated vibe check break where we'd be playing flashing music and lights and just sit there and vibe.
Yeah, I'm very glad that idea did not come to fruition.
You know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do to make an entertaining podcast.
Evan, being the realist of the group, brought us back down to earth and sort of got us on our way to making a sort of professional podcast.
Thank you. One of our first ideas for an episode was what we called the TikTok special, where we would spend an entire episode talking about TikTok.
And finally, I forced them to make that a real thing. So today on the episode of Gradient Podcast, we will be speaking about the news involving TikTok being banned.
Our original idea for this TikTok special is a little different from what's actually going to happen today. We wanted to, back then, you know, talk about the different trends going on TikTok. We could make a TikTok, but as TikTok's been coming in the news more lately, there's a lot more to TikTok going on, how it's pending to be banned in America, and I think there's a lot of discussion around that.
So, on this episode of the Gradient Podcast, we will be talking about how our world became so addicted to TikTok, how it might be banned off the App Store because of its involvement with the Chinese government, and how top TikTok influencers are trying to shift their success once TikTok is gone.
I think what made TikTok so inviting to people it's a platform where you get to be you. You get to say what you want to say and do it in a way that you want to do it. The basis of it being like around music and songs and dance, where you get to add your own take onto things and so do other people, it really made it a platform where like
you could just have fun. Every platform,
not necessarily. I mean,
like that's something that you can do with most platforms, if not all, like social media platforms. I think what makes TikTok so special and so addicting to people is the fast-paced nature of most of the content. Similarly to its predecessor Vine, the very rapid pace at which you can consume TikTok videos, I believe, attributes to how popular it's become, especially with the short attention span of most of its teenage users.
My thought process is as such. TikTok is on the spectrum of apps that requires very little intricacy to make a video, yet the level of entertainment stands very high, and that is due primarily to trends on TikTok. You don't see this much on any other social media apps, but as every couple weeks goes by, there is a new sort of song or dance or different activity that everyone on TikTok and all the popular influencers seem to be sort of going forward with such. And because of that, its mass groups of followers and supporters tend to bandwagon off this trend, and thus TikTok becomes skyrocketing in views and sort of activity.
I think TikTok as a whole, like, it's definitely something we've seen before with different apps like Musical.ly, and I think it was called Dub Smash. Yeah, it's definitely something we've seen before, but it just, for some reason, became way more popular than anything of its kind ever was. And I think that's really plays into the fact that with a new age of social media and just new content and information coming out, like, people had more than they've ever had to work with when it comes to, like, songs and stuff like that and just, like, sounds in general.
I also like, or not necessarily like, but understand the recent, like, spike of activity in the TikTok population because of the attitude of the TikTok population. Based on their predecessors like Vine or Musical.ly, none of the fan base of any TikTokers was as attentive to comments and reactions in the manner that TikTok has. TikTok has functions of duets where you can sort of post your reaction to a video or put your take in a video, sort of adding on to it, that many other previous like different social media platforms were unable to master. And I think this is a tool for their success.
Yeah, I think one of the aspects that made TikTok so big is its ability to engage with its audience, especially with the audience of its bigger users, because they can duet, and because also their algorithm is one of the, in my opinion, one of the strongest algorithms that a social media platform has had to date, even better than like Facebook or YouTube, because they can pinpoint your interest to a absolute T. It's very impressive.
There was a one point in time that a lot of people were like sort of not canceling, but more of like separating away from TikTok because they were able to pinpoint their location with such accuracy. Personally, I've seen TikToks that were relative to my location and about places I've been to. And honestly, that's kind of scary when you think about it.
I think this definitely leads into the question of like why TikTok is being banned. And at first, major concerns were coming from that it was a Chinese application from a Chinese company. But I think...
Why does that matter, though?
So before we get into it, just a little bit of context about the TikTok scandal, I guess you could call it. For a while now, people have been worried about TikTok's ties to a Chinese corporation, which has also involvement with the Chinese Communist Party. So for a while now, people have been concerned about TikTok's involvement with the Chinese government. So this is not a new thing that people are concerned about. But there have been recent developments where we see TikTok being banned in countries like India, and how Mike Pompeo, who is the U.S. Secretary of State, has affirmed remarks regarding the TikTok as a concern for national security. So that's why it's been in the news lately. So I know Armand had something to say about that. I can go ahead.
So the fact that the Chinese government is sort of has its like its voice in TikTok and has its control over TikTok, I don't understand how that'll particularly like affect my personal TikTok like social safe space, in the sense, because like think of how many viewers there are on TikTok and how many different like amounts of different followers that are on the platform. And let's say the government does hone in on exactly one person, assuming that if they were to hone in, they'd likely hone in to one of the more like bigger influential followers to put propaganda or whatever they want on their account or use them for whatever purpose they do. If an account or follower is that big, I assume our government would take action against the Chinese government. And that's just a question of the superpowers.
I think it is kind of a concern that like a foreign power would have like an impact on our domestic media. But at the same time, why of all things would TikTok be banned, right? Because we see like foreign nations have always kind of been a part of our media, right? Like they have always been there. We know about Russian hackers in the 2018 election. We know about like Russian bots when it comes to like Twitter. And I just don't see why TikTok is deserving to just be banned in the first place compared to something like Twitter, where it has the same impact.
As long as foreign nations stay away from my MySpace, I'm okay.
So I think the reason that TikTok of all apps is being targeted compared to like Twitter or Facebook is that is because of TikTok's direct involvement with China, with the Chinese government. Twitter and Facebook are both owned by American corporations that have little to no ties with the Chinese government, while TikTok is a direct subsidiary of a Chinese company that is that has direct involvement with the Chinese government. We don't really see that with Facebook or Twitter or MySpace for that matter, even though Armand is very adamant about that.
I think Trevor Noah put it best when he said that, like, the only thing stopping China from complete world domination is their dance moves. They don't, you know, when do you pop, when do you lock, when do you hit the whoa, you know? And if anything, maybe the reason they're banning TikTok is because, you know, China's going to get the dance moves and it's all over for us.
Once China gets those dance moves down, that's the end of it. We're all done for.
We're going to be put into under martial law as soon as them communists learn the renegade.
That's the real concern, is when the commies learn the renegade.
I think the bigger question for all of this is, what impact is potentially banning TikTok going to have on all the people who use it?
The perspective of this is based on the top of the top TikTok users. As seen for by the precedent of other social medias being like shut down, only the very top and most popular were able to shift their momentum and their success onto other platforms. For instance, when Vine sort of died out entirely and it was gone off the App Store and ceases to exist from now, only very few influencers and social media gurus were able to shift over to Instagram or YouTube or even TikTok again. Now with TikTok, those who come to mind are essentially the D'Amelio family with their whole reality TV, which is a possibility they're coming out. I know Dixie is trying out acting and music, and Charlie can essentially do whatever she wants with over 70 million followers. And I think right under that, you have, what is it, Addison Rae? And then a bunch of houses who want to be like Charlie and Dixie. Now, I think for them, it's going to be a lot more difficult because they don't have the credibility and level of success that the D'Amelios had to be able to shift their momentum onto other platforms. I feel like it can be done with amazing marketing and sort of teensy bit amount of luck, but it is a possibility, and I think under that, people just move on to the next social network.
So that next social network, would that be YouTube, like how most Vine stars move to YouTube, or would it be Instagram or Facebook? Like, what is that next social media platform?
For the time being, I'd assume it'd be YouTube because that's where everyone else apparently goes for everything. But just like how quickly TikTok sort of shot up out of nowhere, I'm sure in a couple months or years, a brand new platform will skyrocket, and then we'll see a new set of different individuals who are going to be the next future influencers and next social media gurus. And those will be the individuals who have the most direct success.
I think these people aren't going to go away. I don't see a world where these people just like disappear and they don't have their platforms anymore. I just think it is going to have some growing pains to it where people try to adjust to this new platform, like whatever it will be. But either, again, I think it's like Armand said, people either will go to an existing platform like YouTube or Instagram, or something new is going to come out and that's going to sort of solve the issue for all these TikTokers.
So I have a bit of a dilemma with that statement, Jaden. You mentioned that all or most of influencers are able to have success on other platforms. But unlike many other platforms, I don't see TikTok as much of a, again, I said previously, it doesn't require much intricacy, meaning that all these influencers don't have to put a great regard of talent or any amount of effort into their videos. And by that inquiry, if they're able to be successful on a platform that requires no effort and requires no, like, basic skill, besides basic skills, no extensive skills, they wouldn't be successful, as what I believe, on a platform that does require extensive skills, like a YouTube.
I would have to disagree with that there, because if you look at TikTok's predecessor with Vine, it was, I'd argue, even simpler to make content there. I mean, it was only 7 seconds that they were given to make content.
Well, no, it wasn't simpler. Because look, you know how hard it is to set up a joke and a decent punchline off a 7-second video? On TikTok, half the content and half the successful people simply put on a song and do the same thing everyone else has been doing 1,000 times.
But we see how successful Vine stars have been. Like Lele Pons and like the the Paul brothers are huge today. They're like some of the biggest influencers we see around. So I think that even though like their platform, their initial platform went away, they still found success and they flourished because of it. I think the same thing's going to happen with the TikTok stars, in my opinion, at least.
No, I don't, because like, again, I'm just simply repeating my point. These Viners, I don't think you realize the difficulty of having to put a 7-second video that has a strong punchline, a strong buildup, and is creative in 7 seconds. Not only do these TikTok influencers get up to a minute, it's also the majority of like very over the top and very powerful and influential influencers don't even go through that format of creating creative and funny content like that. Simply like the Charlie and Addison Rae and Dixie, they just have a song and then they copy someone else who made a dance and get millions and millions of views on that. If Viners had to do that on their platform, or like if that's what their platform was essentially about, they would not be successful reciprocating that same quality and level of content. Point being, you see the massive amount of backlash to Dixie being on a show with another TikToker, Griffin Johnson. They're on I think it's a spinoff of Grey's Anatomy, and they're getting a bunch of hate reciprocated back at them because there is very poor acting in that show. And if it was a Viner on there, at least they'd be able, or what I believe is Viners are more suited because they're creative and they're playing a character on their own. In TikTok, you're just dancing.
100%. I think that some people's careers are going to be hurt by this. Some people are not going to have the same success that they have now. That's just the part of like moving on with life as trends come and go. But I think with a lot of things is even as these trends come and go, these people still do hold some level of fame and some level of prestige to their name. And I don't think that's going to go away.
I disagree. Over time and through lack of quality content, credibility will start to diminish eventually. We might not see it as an exponential stop, considering Dixie and Charlie together have racked up over 100 million subscribers or followers. But over time, they won't be as successful and as sort of on the spotlight as they are now. And that will take a toll on their success.
I mean, realistically speaking, every star eventually fades out. I mean, movie stars eventually fade out. Vine stars will eventually fade out. Plenty of YouTube personalities have faded out. So yeah, eventually speaking, these TikTok stars will eventually fade out. But I don't think it'll be as soon as you think it will be. Because these people have massive followings. Even if TikTok goes away, these people already have followings and already have YouTube channels that have passed millions of subscribers that I do not think they'll be gone anytime soon.
But based on your reference, you said that they all eventually go out when you talked about Viners or YouTubers or movie stars. But my perception is more of how they're going to see not an immediate, but a somewhat drop altogether because of just the fact that TikTok is gone or will be gone, hypothetically, and they don't have the qualities needed to be able to be successful on other platforms.
Like, what's our opinions? Do we think TikTok should be gone? Like, do we think the reasoning from the government is good enough to, you know, make TikTok disappear?
I think if TikTok found a way to cut their ties with the Chinese Communist Party, then I would be for it. But as of right now, like, as it still stands, they are still directly involved with Chinese government, which has a history of being malicious with the United States, and I personally cannot trust them to act accordingly.
I mean, I 100% agree here. Like, I think when it comes to national security, we're already so you just gotta be safe then, sorry. And this will be sad for all the TikTok stars and all like the good things that have come out of TikTok, but at the end of the day, I think it's definitely the greater good.
Yeah, you have to really put into account the greater good. Is social security of even any of its citizens worth the value of a platform that a variety of people enjoy? We don't think it is, but some may agree or some may disagree. And it's essentially a question of perception and what your debate on your argument is.
With all of that said, thank you for listening to this episode of the Gradient Podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media, our Instagram and Twitter at Gradient Podcast, our Facebook page at Gradient Podcast.
Make sure if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you like and subscribe. But in addition, if you want a chance to be featured on the Gradient Q&A, make sure you send us a question on our Twitter or Instagram.
Hi guys, thank you all for watching, and in accordance to the fact that we have established a TikTok episode, the Gradient Podcast now seems obligated to make their TikTok of their own. So please follow us on TikTok at gradient.podcast.
Once again, thank you for watching. I'm Evan.
I'm Jaden.
And I'm still mad we couldn't do a funny intro. Thank you all for watching.
And have a nice day.